Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday the 3rd of May. Year is flying by. Okay, let's do all the info first and then any nonsense afterwards. The pod place horses had a winner yesterday, but these are place market only. I've updated it on Twitter. Hopefully we start to claw back that 5 or 6 point deficit. But today it is 3.25 at Musselburgh. The Glasgow Warrior, so that is in the place market, the Glasgow Warrior, 3.25 Musselburgh. As I said, these are just sort of follows, and I'll keep them going, see where we end up. I've got a couple of each way mentions. I think one yesterday, Tigray, came second at a half decent price. 2.15 at Chepstow, Flying Tiger, and 5 o'clock at Chepstow, Queen of Paris. Both of those just mentioned, back them each way, have 25% in the win market, 75% in the place market, whatever you feel, or just keep an eye on them. Again, anything you do is at your own risk, just mentioning them. I think they're both half decent chances for at least a place. 2.15 Chepstow, the Flying Tiger, and 5 o'clock Chepstow, Queen of Paris. I've then got a trade in the 4 o'clock at Musselburgh, which is Hauser Black in the 4 o'clock at Musselburgh. It is currently, it's a tight little race, this one. There's been one pulled out, but there's 5 runners, and the prices split them between 4.6 and 5.3 over the 7 furlongs at Musselburgh. Had cheap pieces put on today, and I think this will trade between sort of 25-30% of its SP, so backing it just before the off and then looking to get out for sort of 25-30% of that price. So that is Hauser Black in the 4 o'clock at Musselburgh. Football wise, obviously we've got the weekend, things are starting to wind down. I've just read just now that Bolton's fixture to Brentford has been abandoned and Brentford awarded the points, so I'm not sure what's going to happen to Bolton. I don't think their fixture for Sunday for the last round of Championship games is on the Betfair site at all. But yes, anyway, I've got a home mention. I think we did okay with these in Scotland last week. I didn't gloat on them, but I think you had 2 winners there. But this one is in League 2, Swindon to beat Notts County. So Swindon at home in League 2 to beat Notts County. Obviously, there's not a load of money. They're 2.4 at the minute, but might edge a bit closer to 2.5 nearer the off, we don't know. See what happens. So that's a home mention. There's 3 home shorties for the weekend. Again, if you'd like these sort of bets, then ones I think have got the value in them is Sevilla to beat Leganés in La Liga, Wolfsburg to beat Nuremberg at 1.61, Sevilla 1.42, Wolfsburg 1.61, bit of value in that price at home to Nuremberg, and Wolves to beat Fulham in the Premier League at 1.56. I know Fulham have rallied a bit, but Wolves are too big there at 1.56 to beat Fulham for me. Away mentions, I've got Crewe away to Grimsby in League 2, roundabout if you can get a 2.8 or above, and or you can choose to lay Grimsby and trade it from there that way. And in Scottish League 2, Annan away to Albion Rovers, if you can get 1.9 or above, that is one of the bets of the weekend for me. So Annan away to Albion Rovers in Scottish League 2, 1.9 or above. Not saying it's going to win, but there's some good value in that price, so that's one that I recommend. Couple of trades for tonight, football-wise, in the 7.45 in Liga 1, Strasbourg versus Marseille, and 8 o'clock in Ireland, Finn Harps versus UCD, both the same trade, both these games, over 1.5 after 20 minutes. So if both those are 0-0 after 20 minutes, Then drip back in over 1.5 through sort of 20 minutes to 35 minutes. And then removing your liability if a goal goes in to give you a freebie on two goals or more. So that is Strasbourg versus Marseille kicking off at 7:45 and Finn Harps kicking off at 8 o'clock against UCD. So that is all the betting info for today. There may be some more football mentions tomorrow, but I'll be back with all that tomorrow. I do love you. Like, I absolutely, honestly, I adore you. I do. We're coming to the end of the Ultimate membership. I'm getting a few queries about how much is it for next year, this, that and the other. And you say it's going to be sort of £300 for the best part of 40 weeks work. If you look at April, for example, I think I had to run the Ultimate process 9 times through April alone. Takes me about 4 or 5 hours every time, so about 45 to 50 hours work there I did, by the time you've got it all published and this, that and the other pricing up. And people emailing, how much then? You say like it'd be £300 for the season. Oh, fucking hell, that's so expensive. Fuck me, you got a cheek charge in that. I do a freebie podcast every day. Admittedly, my own choice. I chose it for my own sort of therapy. And it's a quicker way for me to dispense information. Started that in January, haven't missed a day. Started off about 400 people because it was free. I think we're down to about 150 now because obviously people aren't... I'm not giving the winning tips every day, not every single bet wins, so that's it, and which isn't all it's about. But I advertise a free old drink in London. Free... come and have a meet up, free bar, are paid, don't worry about it. I could feel the fucking O2 now. Jesus Christ, how many people? People I've never even heard of coming out the woodwork. Oh, free beer in London, I can make that day. So I've been on the O2, it's booked unfortunately, so I'm going to have to trim it down. I'm going to give, if results continue as we expect them to, Liverpool fans will get priority, they'll have their own little VIP area. And then we'll go from there. It has made me laugh, I'll be honest. Hundreds of you. Free beer. I am going to look at... I did originally, I think I said a dozen in the podcast. I was just imagining just a small little gathering. So I'm going to have a look at some other... The pub I was thinking of at some other venues. I can't go silly, not being funny. I don't want people just turning up for a free day on the piss. I don't mind a good... beer myself, but it was more just to sort of talk over things, you know, in an informal situation with people, help some people with their setup and that. You know, we're always looking to evolve. I'm looking to evolve now, looking at software, which I got people telling me I can't be winning if I don't use software. What a load of old shit that is. Why do you need software to win? That's all the gear, no idea people again. I've got to have this 82 screen set up. I'm not a speed trader, maybe for tennis or pre-race horse trading you do need it. I'm just looking, I actually like the convenience of the market navigation in the ones I've looked at, and looking at perhaps providing some form of automation to some of the stuff I do, because I do so much, but I've managed perfectly well, thank you very much, with a Betfair interface. But yes, anyway, that's getting off track. Yes, so I will have a look at the London day. I will email people next week. It will be on the first come, first serve. That's the only fair way to do it. I was hoping to sort of get people that I hadn't met before. And I don't mean that nastily to the people I have met before, but I'm fucking bored of you lot now. I was trying to get some new mates. No, I was just looking to, obviously, people who don't know what I'm about or what I do. I just thought it's a less intimidating situation than a seminar. And certainly wouldn't be giving the content that I would give in a seminar, but just to sit and have an informal chat. I didn't expect I'd have to turn into Peter Kay, put on the Madonna flipping mic and stroll around a pub for about 4,000 people. Anyway, there you go. Right, so that is it for Friday. I'll sort a venue out for that and email people next week, but you've got all your bets. I'll just run through them. The pod play source, 325 Muscle Brother Glasgow Warrior, each way mentions, 215 Chepstow Flying Tiger, 5 o'clock Chepstow Queen of Paris, the trade, 25-30%, 4 o'clock Musselburgh Hauser Black, Home mentions Swindon to beat Notts County. Home shorties, Sevilla to beat Leganés, Wolfsburg to beat Nuremberg, and Wolves to beat Fulham. And away mentions Crewe away to Grimsby. You can back Crewe late Grimsby. And an away to Albion Rovers is a decent bet. And two trades tonight, 7:45 Strasbourg versus Marseille, and 8 o'clock Finn Harps versus UCD. Both those games, if they're 0-0 on 20 minutes, I will trade the over 1.5. If there's a goal, I won't get involved. I expect you're all enjoying a bank holiday weekend. See, when you live like I do, you don't really do bank holidays, don't. But have a lovely 3-day weekend, and I'll be back every day with the podcast, so I'll be back in the morning with obviously some more racing, and I'll be running my eye over any other football. But yeah, have a good one, and I will speak to you all in the morning.